From Washington, this is VOA News. Thailand's ousted prime minister reportedly is in custody. Friday violence in eastern Ukraine as Sunday's election approaches. I'm Vincent Bruce reporting from Washington. In Thailand, ousted Prime Minister Yuen Loc Shin-Wat and other political figures appear to have been detained after arriving for meetings with military leaders who took power in a coup this week. Military officials reportedly say Ms. Yuen Loc is in custody. The coup on Thursday was without violence, although military leaders also ordered a nighttime curfew nationwide and suspended the constitution. U.S. Ambassador to Thailand Christy Kenney told VOA's Steve Herman on Friday that Washington is concerned about the human rights situation.
The Thais will, of course, chart their own path. But as Secretary of State Kerry has said, we really do call for an immediate return to a civilian government, the lifting of press restrictions, respect for human rights, and a path to elections.
Thursday's coup followed a declaration of martial law and the end of crisis talks between rival political parties. Some concern exists as Sunday's presidential election approaches in Ukraine and new clashes are reported in the east. The opposing Russian-backed rebels and Ukrainian government troops this week launched a series of attacks on each other in the eastern region. There are conflicting reports about the details, but more than 30 deaths have been reported since fighting started Wednesday. Russian President Vladimir Putin has called the violence a full-scale civil war. Reporter Patrick Wells in Donetsk says that's not the case, but violence is increasing.
The areas where military operations are going on here are quite concentrated, and that's why it's kind of strange to see normal life continuing here. Although I think increasingly now that the election is very much on the horizon, there's a lot of fear and tension is very much increasing.
In most of the country, the election is expected to go smoothly, and officials say there will be a high turnout. President Putin said Friday he will accept the results of Sunday's election. However, Ukraine's ambassador to the United Nations, Yuri Sergeyev, expresses a doubt.
After all these developments in Russian-Ukrainian relations during the last couple of months, we trust deeds, not words.
More details on all of these stories at voanews.com. The UN Nuclear Agency says Iran has significantly reduced its stockpile on highly enriched uranium under the requirements of an interim nuclear deal. In a new report, the International Atomic Energy Agency said Iran has neutralized about 80% of its supply of higher-grade enriched uranium gas. Iran denies Western charges that it aims to produce an atomic weapon. Officials hope to have a final agreement in place on the nuclear situation in Iran by July 20th. The Nigerian state governor, whose region is considered the base for Boko Haram, says the militants are small in numbers but are having a huge and destructive impact. Borno State Governor Kashim Shettima says the militants comprise a minuscule proportion of the state's 6 million people. But in an interview with VOA, Shettima said the group's relatively small size has not prevented it from wreaking havoc across Nigeria. Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan is heading to Germany Saturday in hopes of boosting his widely expected presidential bid in August's election. But Mr. Erdogan is under intense criticism for his handling of this month's mining disaster, and questions are being raised about how much damage it has caused his candidacy. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
The repercussions of Turkey's worst mining disaster continue to be felt on the streets of Istanbul, where two people have died during clashes with the police that began Thursday. Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan appeared to intensify public anger when he says he does not understand why the police have been so patient with the protesters. A 30-year-old man, fatally wounded Thursday, was hit by a stray bullet fired by police, according to officials' accounts. Even before the latest incident, Mr. Erdogan was already under fire over alleged government corruption. Public opinion polls show roughly equal numbers of Turks support and oppose the Prime Minister. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul, Turkey.
According to the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, in a bomb attack, rebels have killed at least 21 people at a campaign rally for President Bashar al-Assad in the city of Daraa. The United States and top European missions in Libya have expressed concern about the rising violence in the country, where fighting between rival militias has killed at least 70 people and wounded hundreds. I'm Vincent Bruce in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.